You get to be so in charge and so in control of calling in your next level calling. Now, ultimately, God and source is going to lead you in miraculous ways that is source. Like, I don't believe that we in and of ourselves are source, but that we can access source. But what we can definitely do is start to get a much greater understanding of the way that we are thinking that impacts our ability to bring in this next level.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Shall we say a prayer and then jump into today's content, my queens? All right, let's do it. Ah, dear God, first and foremost, we just want to start by thanking you for each and every one of our next level callings that you have already predestined, already designed, already made prosperous, abundant, impactful, and uniquely ours. We don't need to compete with anyone. We don't need to wonder if we are enough. We don't need to fear or worry anything. And for that, we thank you because we know and remember in this moment that with you, truly all things are possible. So in this moment, we get ourselves out of the way. In this moment, we ask to see more of you and less of us, more of what you have designed for us and less of our conditioning, more of the direction, the clarity, the confidence, and the contribution that we are meant to make versus any other low vibrational thought that would lead to a low vibrational action. We step aside from settling in mediocrity and we open up to the bigness of you being manifested in our lives so that people would know that it was your will that was done. And we pray this believing, amen. Amen, amen, amen. You know, I had the very last call to one of my programs. I have a program called The Gateway to Your Dream Business. And week 10 was yesterday for the group that started back in February. And normally my week 10, it's like this grand finale and people are getting their last questions in. And we're like, we're diving into the content of the module that week. And, you know, there's like this like scramble for like, wait, and what about this? And what about this? And what about this? And this particular group, I've literally, in my 20 years of doing this, I've never had a group like this. It's like every single person came on and most of them didn't even have a question. They were expressing such gratitude and they were talking about how their lives have been changed and they were talking about what is different now and how they feel different, and their breakthroughs and the this and that. And there were a few questions. And it was a lot to take in. And I thought, wow, like there's nothing easier. It's so joyful. It was so joyful. Like these women were just incredible, like showing up, going for their dreams, bearing their souls, like overcoming emotional stuff, taking the nuts and bolts actions and getting the breakthrough. It was like, it was just a playground of transformation at its finest and highest. And I thought, wow, because even I can start to be like, isn't it supposed to be harder? Like, are they getting anything out of this? Because it's so easy. And sometimes I'll even do that with these challenges, right? Because it's like my favorite place to be is live with humans that are showing up for their next level, showing up for the transformation, showing up for the breakthrough. And I'm like, there's nothing easier for me. Like there's not like my life is the preparation. So it's like, I get on, I get to be with you. I get to be in this global community. I mean, and like the feedback so far is that y'all are getting something out of this, right? Like, I mean, is this of worth your time to show up and be here and get the content and be in the community? And it's not hard. It's not hard. Now, at the beginning, yes, there were some learning curves. Yes, I didn't pop out of the box this way. This is something of what experience gets you. I just want to share with you that for any of you that don't know what your next level calling in or kind of wobbling because it feels really groundless because you don't have all the dots connected, or you have this vision, but you just have no idea how to really make it happen. I just want you to breathe because I want you to know that you're capable of this. You were literally born for this. You were designed for this, and it's meant to be easy. It's meant to have this wind beneath your wings feeling. Okay, so that's what I wanted to start out with you, is that one example of it is, I'll tell you the story real quick, and then we'll dive into today's content, all right? It was winter. It was November of 2008. I was struggling financially, going to all the seminars, trying to get all the internet marketing structures set up, sitting in the back of the room, watching all the other people live their big life. And there was a speaker that came on stage, and the speaker said, "You can have what you want and you can have it now." So I want everyone to write that down. You can have what you want and you can have it now. Something in, like, the light bulb went off inside of me, and I had just told myself, and I had written in my little 3-ring binder from the seminar, that over the course of the next year, I wanted to start speaking. Because at this time, I wasn't doing any speaking, any presenting, any of what you see me doing right now. I was like, okay, over the course of the next year, by this time next year, I'm going to be speaking. I'm going to be on a stage or something like that. And then when he said, "You can have what you want, you can have it now." And I was like, I didn't have the words for bending time and space. And I was like, What if I hosted my own event in January? This was like 6 weeks away. And I was like, yes, yes, queen, like, bend time and space, go get a facility for your first workshop and all that. So, you know, as one does for their first workshop, I drove my ass over to the Lux Hotel in Bel Air and rented their 350 person ballroom. To this day, ladies, I do not know what I was thinking. It seemed obvious. It seemed like the right thing to do. It just seemed like where I should have my first event, the Lux Hotel Grand Ballroom for 350 people. And this was early December. So I go and I plop down, like, I don't remember what it was. Maybe it was like a 10 grand. It seemed like $10 million on my credit card to reserve this space. And I was like off to the races. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go out, send my emails, made the tickets super inexpensive, $99. This was going to be for the new women millionaires. And I was so excited to gather these women, and it was going to be a great day. And we were just going to have like the most divine time and high style with all the substance and all the bells and whistles. So all through December, I'm marketing, sending out the emails, making the calls, going to the networking events. And the tickets weren't exactly selling, like, at all. And I was like, oh, well, people are probably just busy for the holidays. I'm sure once January rolls around, because the event was like, I think, January 28th. I'm sure once January rolls around, those tickets will just be rolling on in. And it was 2 weeks before the event, and I had 5 tickets sold. I'm normally a very good sleeper. And Glenn was like, what is it that you're going to need to see until you cancel this event? I'm like, cancel the event? I can't cancel the event. I have a vision for the new women millionaires to be gathered. I can't cancel. And I was like sick to my stomach. I'm like, what's going on? Why is this not happening? But I held the faith that something else was possible in terms of bending time and space. And so I prayed, I meditated, I got action steps to take. I changed the ticket price. I reached out to people. I asked them if they could bring friends. I did a few things. And on that day, 354 women showed up. So what I couldn't do in 6 weeks was able to do in 2 weeks. And the same goes for you. Whatever has taken you 6 weeks, 6 years, 6 months, whatever, time to start bending time and space. And so that is step 8 to getting to your next level calling, of really, really getting that when you are connected with the divine, that all things are possible. So there's the spiritual element, and then there's the psychological element, and then there's the neuropsychological element. And enough study and science has shown and proven that what we think creates our reality. So if you think you're enough, you're enough. If you think you don't have what it takes, you don't have what it takes. If you think that money is scarce, money is scarce. If you think that money is abundant, money is abundant. It just goes like that. And so I want you to understand that you get to be so in charge and so in control of calling in your next level calling. Now, ultimately, God and Source is going to lead you in miraculous ways that is Source. Like, I don't believe that we in and of ourselves are Source, but that we can access Source. But what we can definitely do is start to get a much greater understanding of the way that we are thinking that impacts our ability to bring in this next level. And so I remember when I was writing my book, first it was like super fun and oh my gosh, I got a book deal. And then it was like, okay, this is like some serious work. And then there got to be a point when it was torture. And I remember waking up one day, like still wearing my bathrobe after the same bathrobe after 3 weeks. And I looked at the calendar and I counted and I was like, only 49 more days of hell until this book deadline. And I was like, Gina DeVee, you're writing the book on the audacity to be a queen, the unapologetic art of dreaming big and manifesting your most fabulous life. And I realized I unconsciously had been telling myself like writing is hard and I'm not a great writer and this is excruciating and this is really difficult. And so I had to practice what I preached. And I was like, I just started telling myself, I love writing. It's so much fun. I'm an amazing writer. The words that come through me that float on the page change lives. And I just started saying that over and over and over again. And the process became a lot more pleasurable and a lot less torturous. And so whatever it is that's like your sticking point, right? It's just like, you've got to train your mind. Like money loves me. Oh my gosh. Clients absolutely flock to me. The most ideal clients desire and want what I have to offer and happily purchase it and sign up for it. Or the business idea that's coming to me, it's coming to me rapidly and quickly. And I'm totally confident that even though in this moment, I don't know what my business is, that it's going to be so amazing and it's happening fast. Like you just got to program it. Because when you do that, you don't get stuck in victim. You don't get stuck in overwhelm. You don't get stuck in overthinking and analysis paralysis. Should I do that? Should I do that? Like queens don't have time for any of that, right? So the answer to everything is in programming your mind for all success thoughts. And it will feel like a lie at the beginning, right? You know, but it's always awkward until it's elegant, and then it will feel more natural, and then it will feel more natural. Did you love the episode as much as I did? I hope so. I hope that you're feeling filled up and that all your dreams are possible and that you absolutely have what it takes to do this. And I am here for you. I'm here on your journey. And I just want to make sure that you are constantly supported with all things queen, high vibe, positivity, spiritual superpowers, and all the things. So if you have not already gotten in on the free companion course to my book, you know, my book is The Audacity to Be Queen, The Unapologetic Art of Dreaming Big and Manifesting Your Most Fabulous Life. You can get my book. I'll leave the link in the show notes. But I also have a free companion course. Whether or not you get the book, this course is meant to just support you with really taking a look at who you are and how you can get to where you want to go. So you can check it out at divineliving.com/audacity, divineliving.com/audacity. That link will be in the show notes as well. Like I said, it's completely free. There's videos, there's workbooks, there's a Facebook group. So get in on this good free content, share the link with your friends and enjoy. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.